and when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. Mark 2:4. Faith is full of inventions. The house was packed, a crowd blocked the door, but faith found a way of getting the crippled man to Christ. If we can't bring sinners to Christ by ordinary methods, we've got to use extraordinary ones. It seems, according to Luke 5:19, a piece of the roof had to be removed, which showered debris on people below. But when a case is urgent, we sometimes need to run the risk of offending people when necessary. Jesus was there to heal. And therefore, come what may, faith pushed forward so a desperate sinner could have his sins forgiven. Let's pray God gives us such faith, so today we might perform a courageous act for a desperate soul. The world is constantly inventing things to make life easier. Genius serves all the purposes of human desire. Can faith invent too and reach sinners by some new means? Satan has his slaves constantly inventing new ways to ensnare sinners in debauchery. Can't saints invent new ways to reach sinners with the gospel? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:14-17. It was the presence of Christ which inspired courage in the four friends who carried the crippled man. Isn't Christ with us now? Haven't we felt his healing power in our souls, so we know from personal experience he can heal others? If so, then through door, through window, or through roof, let's break through all barriers to bring sinners to Christ. O Lord, inspire us with new methods of reaching the lost.